KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, a single vehicle accident Monday evening in rural Montgomery County resulted in the driver of the vehicle being arrested on alcohol and other charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 31-year-old Trevor Kyle Benge of Stanton was arrested for OWI second offense and driving while suspended. Benge was also cited for failure to have insurance, accident-related. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Officials say Benj was traveling west on 270th Street just before 8 p.m. When the 2011 Ford Escape he was driving left the road and entered the north ditch. The SUV continued west in the ditch for about 66 yards before it came into contact with a residential drive. It then continued over the drive and northwest into a yard where it struck a tree. The SUV proceeded to travel southwest again before traveling up and over 270th Street and into the south ditch. It finally came to rest after traveling 47 yards in the ditch. The vehicle sustained about $5,000 damage. Atlantic police say no serious injuries were reported after an SUV struck a car Monday afternoon at the intersection of 7th and Chestnut Streets. According to authorities, a 2006 Chevy Trailblazer driven by Amanda Goody was traveling east on 7th and failed to stop at the stoplight. Her SUV was struck on the driver's side door by a 2009 Toyota Corolla driven by Sherry Telly, who was traveling south on Chestnut and had the green light. Telly was reportedly transported by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital as a precaution. The accident happened just before 1:15 p.m. Goody was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Officials with law enforcement and the Iowa Department of Transportation are warning Iowans about a new scam making the rounds through email. The Creston Police Department on Monday posted on its social media page that they've received information that an email, which appears to be from the Department of Motor Vehicles, warns that you owe a fine for a traffic violation. The email contains a link that you can click on to pay the fine. Authorities warn the city of Creston does not conduct traffic citations in that manner, and it is a scam. They advise you to block the sender and delete the email. The Iowa DOT went one step further on their social media page and explained how you can tell the difference between a real citation and a fake one. A real citation would not come from an entity called the Department of Motor Vehicles. All Iowa traffic fines will be paid through your local county courthouse and not by an email link. The Iowa court system also does not use Easy Pay, which the DOT has no knowledge of. And you should also always check the email address of the sender. It should indicate the county or state and not just a city. If you have any questions or think that you may have been scammed, contact your local law enforcement agency. Well, members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors Monday heard a request from Deb Smith with regard to a property she owns at 6th and Oak Streets that she would like to have turned into a park. The land at 602 Oak was the former site of the old Hockenberry Mullen Funeral Home, which was destroyed in an arson fire in May of 2012.
We've had some offers on the lot. Unfortunately, because of my mother's situation, I don't want to turn this into personal, I'd have to sell it for something. But with the city, I'm willing to negotiate a lot more than I would be with just a private person because of what my dad wanted.
Smith's father was the Reverend Chuck Smith, who served as mayor of Atlantic for many years ago and who died last March.
When my dad was dying, we talked about this a lot because I didn't have any desire to build on it, but we talked about a park in that area. There's not a lot of things in that part of town, and before my dad got really sick, I had looked into working with the Iowa West Foundation, you know, to get funding to develop a park area.
Smith wants to sell the slightly more than one half acre of land to the city.
I can tell you what it's been assessed at. I can tell you what I'm taxed at. I'd entertain a bid from the city less than what I'm asking privately. I would want to get about what it's taxed at, which is about $9,000. It's been assessed at $17,000.
The land is currently zoned commercial. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm said he would need to contact the city attorney and then get a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission before the Parks and Rec Board makes its recommendation and presents the offer to the city council. Stasselm said also the Parks and Rec Department funds are currently spoken for about the next 2 to 3 years as part of its five-year plans. But there is an opportunity to apply for grants, and Smith said that she would be happy to help write any grant applications. Park and Rec board member Charlene Bean suggested the area would be a great spot for another skateboard park, but board member Jolene Smith suggested a splash pad might be an idea since there's already a water hookup on the property. If the city approves the purchase of the land, Stasselm said the property would need a retaining wall to help with drainage and to solve erosion problems, which the Park and Rec Department could install, and a new sidewalk, which the Street Department might be able to install. He said that he will begin seeking legal advice and P&Z approval as the next steps in the process. In our funeral announcements, Edwin Williams, age 85, of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Edwin Williams will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Joanne Peterson, age 82, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Joanne Peterson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Charles Gerhardt, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Charles Gerhardt will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne C. Johnson, age 77, of Hollipaw, Florida, died September 15th in Jacksonville, Florida. A celebration of life memorial service for Dwayne Johnson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And Leroy Sand, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life memorial service for Leroy Sand will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.